This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Washington, D.C. Here's Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
Reach us all on Twitter at Steve Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, at 1TimMurray, at ScottLynn980. Our next guest can be easily found on Twitter at Casey Alexander _. He is the coach of the Lipscomb Bisons. They are tournament bound. He joins us on the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coach, good morning. How are you? And congratulations.
Good morning. I'm great. And thank you a lot.
Oh, we appreciate your time. So take us back to the game against Florida Gulf Coast where, I mean, the first and most generic question is, has it settled in yet that you guys are going dancing?
More and more, a little bit every day, but all in all, not at all. You know, it's been a whirlwind, 48-plus hours. It's been awesome for our players and the whole Lipscomb community. So we're enjoying it for sure. Sooner or later, we got to get back down to business and get ready to play a really good team.
When does that start? After you guys hear where you're going or almost right away? You're letting them have a day or two to go, all right, catch your breath, live in the moment, and we love the attention.
We do love the attention. It's great for the school, not for personal reasons necessarily, but just because it's great for Lipscomb. But we had a couple of days off. We'll get back in the gym today. Naturally, we don't even know who we play until Sunday. So we'll just try to stay in there and in the gym and stay fresh and get a little bit of work done so that we don't fall too far behind. But we won't get down to the nitty-gritty probably till Sunday night, I guess.
The ASUN tournament final against Florida Gulf Coast, and I caught bits and pieces of it, but I went back and I read the recap, and then I looked at the box score, and then I read the recap again, Coach, and then I looked at the box score again. Anytime a team shoots 65% from the floor and 87% from two, I mean, what are you thinking when this thing's going on?
Yeah, it was a really flawless first half. The second half, our percentages were still good, but we turned it over at time. So it was a really unique game in a sense that we were so good for 20 minutes and so bad for about 15 minutes and then just held on for dear life in the last 5 minutes. The environment was unbelievable. They had a great crowd there. We're playing on the road at the time. And, so it was a fun experience, a terrible experience, all wrapped into one.
We're talking to Casey Alexander, head coach of Lipscomb, who's headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history. What has been the reaction from the alumni base, the fan base there in Nashville, Coach? This is the first time. This is unprecedented. You guys have never been to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we have. It is the first time. But I think it's fair to say we've only been Division I for about 15 years. So this is not a 50-year drought or anything like that. But the reaction has been exactly what you would expect. We've got people... We're hearing from people for the first time in a long time, the Nashville community, which has great basketball. I mean, Vanderbilt's 3 miles away, Belmont's 2 miles away. We've got Middle Tennessee, who's been an unbelievable team here in the last few years. There's a lot of really good basketball, so we're just glad to kind of, hold our own a little bit and receive some of the recognition that those schools have rightfully deserved over the last few years.
There's an article right now on Lipscomb's website about the maturity of your team. When you're building a program like the one you have going at Lipscomb, how important is it to kind of build from the ground up, to get those freshmen in, to give them some minutes, and then eventually when they're juniors and seniors, you kind of reap the benefits of that?
Well, I felt like it was the best formula for this school, for sure. And I knew that it would mean that it would take us a few years. This is the fifth year for our staff. Last year we won 20 games, so kind of got over the hurdle there. But it has been a winning formula, and it's really for moments just like this moving forward. We didn't want flash-in-the-pan success where we just caught fire over a three-day period and happened to win a tournament that didn't have anything to fall back on. We wanted something that was built to last and something that can be sustained. And, that doesn't mean we're going to continue to win the tournament every year, but we'll return all five starters next season, plus our starting point guard that missed this entire season this year. So we'll have, we'll return basically our top seven guys next season. And so the future looks bright as well.
Chatting once again to Casey Alexander, head coach of Lipscomb. They are the ASUN champions. They will be finding out where they'll be headed on Sunday. Coach, you mentioned in the city of Nashville, there is Belmont University, which has been an incredible basketball program for many, many years, fell short in the OVC championship, but still a really good program. Head coach is Rick Byrd. You played under Rick Byrd. You coached under him for 16 years. Two total decades you spent with Rick Byrd. You must really like that man, because that is a long time to spend with one person.
You know what? I spent an hour having coffee with him just yesterday morning. So, yeah, we get along okay. And he's been great to me, obviously. There's no chance I'd be having this conversation if it wasn't for him. And so learned a lot. What to do, learned a lot about what I wanted to do differently. And, and we've got a long way to go, though, to emulate their success. And certainly I'll never emulate his success.
Coach, what has Coach Byrd said about coaching in the Big Dance, him having been there several times before?
Yeah, and I was on the bench with him four of those NCAA tournament appearances. And so I've got a little bit of a frame of reference as well. You know, and just I think, you know, the main thing with him, whether it's coaching or a game or a practice or the NCAA tournament, it's just, you know, be the same, do what you do. It's really the best formula for you to be as good as you can be is to stick with who you are and don't compromise that on or off the floor, really.
Coach, as far as your team goes, tell us about the group. Garrison Matthews had 33 in the big A-Sun tournament final.
Yeah, he had 26 in the first half. Had the first eight of the game, and then he had 26 in the first half. He's been in the, you know, in the low 20s and scoring all season long. He's in the top 10 in the country in fouls drawn for 40 minutes and gets to the line a ton, shoots a pretty good percentage from there. So he's been our guy. You know, he's just a junior. He's on pace to be our leading scorer. Just a really, really good player that we honestly do almost nothing for on the offensive end. He gets it on his own. We're kind of an old school motion team, and he's just one of the guys out there that, you know, that just finds a way to get it done on his own. And then we've got another first-team all-conference post player who's really undersized but very skilled, Rob Marbury. And those two guys together, you know, they're half of our points, basically, but a really good 1-2 punch, both juniors.
Coach, I'm curious, do you look at the bracketologies out there, seeing what the so-called experts are projecting for Lipscomb? I've seen some 16 lines, 15 lines. Do you even indulge in those to get a hunch?
No, not so much for, like, who we're going to play, you know what I mean? And it's inescapable as far as, you know, because everybody's going to talk about it. But and I think the numbers, you know, I know that we're going to be one of those two lines, or I feel pretty certain we'll be one of those two lines. And so that means we're going to be playing a top eight team. That means we're going to be playing somebody really good. And so what difference does it make beyond that, whether it's Duke or Villanova or Virginia or whatever? You know, it's going to take an incredible effort and performance, you know, to be in the game and have a chance to win.
Lipscomb's head coach is Casey Alexander joining us here. And I am curious, Coach, because in the OVC, where you were for many years, they do neutral site. Granted, sometimes it's not neutral site because it's in Nashville and Belmont's there, so you get a bit of a home court advantage. But this year, the OVC was in Evansville. Do you like the way the A-Sun is structured, where the top seed gets to host the championship game, or the top remaining seed? Or do you want to go back to what you had at the OVC, which was a neutral floor?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I've got two answers. I mean, everybody prefers a neutral floor tournament environment if you can get it. You know, and you take the OVC, for example, this year, their championship game, you know, had 3,000 or 4,000 people there. It was a pretty good crowd, you know, and virtually every other game besides that was in an empty arena that doesn't give you the championship game feel at all. Our conference, the A-Sun, is the geographic footprint for our conference is so wide that we just can't create that what we want at a neutral site. I mean, you know, there's too many fan bases that are coming from hundreds of miles away. We don't have the fan bases that are willing to do that and create the environment we want. So our coaches just felt like let's reward the regular season because that's really the hardest and most difficult thing to begin with. And then let's ensure that we've got great atmospheres for all of the games, but especially the one that we're putting on ESPN on the Sunday afternoon for the whole country to see. You know, and anybody watched that game on Sunday at FGCU would say it was, you know, it was a championship environment without doubt.
Absolute blast. Coach, listen, having walked 12 South last year over spring break with my wife and three kids, I love Nashville, and these guys make fun of me because while we live in suburban Washington, D.C., Nashville's now my new home away from home, and I got somebody else to root for. So this is pretty cool. Go Bisons with the extra S. Don't shorten the S because that is part of the nickname. And it's been our pleasure. Good luck this weekend and finding out where you're off to, and good luck in the big dance. Enjoy the time. I'm sure you will.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Casey Alexander, Lipscomb coach. Follow him at Casey Alexander _.